The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Now, on Real Estate Today, we often let you know about ways you can save money on your utility bills by greening your home. Did you know you can also save money on your taxes? Well, ever since 2006, Americans have been rewarded for making energy-conscious home improvements with tax benefits. But the Obama administration has beefed up those tax credits with the 2009 stimulus bill. So you can now get up to $1,500 a year in tax credits for certain approved appliances and upgrades. And you can get 30% of the cost of other improvements with no limit. Now, the credit expires at the end of next year. So you want to act quickly on this. You need some convincing? Well, these green features are going to be huge selling points if you're thinking about selling your home. Even in today's tough market, we have seen green homes sell better than others. And if you're staying in your home, well, you're going to get huge savings on your utility bills and your tax bills. Now, remember, unlike a deduction, a tax credit actually reduces the amount of taxes you owe dollar for dollar. So if all of your taxes are paid to the dime throughout the year in your wage deductions, you can file for one of these credits and get a check for hundreds of dollars back. Now, you're wondering at this point, I'm ready to get going. What kind of improvements are we talking about? Well, the first level is in credits for smaller improvements. Let me give you some examples. Any insulation system that helps control the temperature in your house, any exterior windows that you replace, yeah, includes the ones up there, includes skylights. Before the stimulus, you could only get a $200 credit for new windows. The stimulus eliminated that cap. Also, exterior doors that you replace and a metal roof you install, as long as they meet certain energy requirements, you can get a credit. Now, with all of that, you want to check with the manufacturer to be sure that the energy-efficient item is going to qualify for the tax credit, that the insulation, the storm windows, whatever, are up to a high standard of efficiency. Then at tax time, use Form 5695 to claim the credit. And that's important because the credit only applies to your main home, which is usually, no, it's not living in Maine. It's your house where you live at least 183 days of the year. Okay? All right. Now, these are for the most basic home energy improvements. Now, if you're really committed to going green, there's an even bigger credit for real green achievements. Would you install a solar panel for energy, solar water heating equipment, a fuel cell? Now, these are very advanced energy systems, and this is going to be more involved. But your credit for these are equal to 30% of the investment you make on your energy system. Now, there used to be a $1,500 limit on those improvements. Again, that cap's gone. You can also often get loans for these kinds of improvements if the price is out of reach all at once, and there are green loans available on very favorable terms. Also, if you're building a new home, you can't get the tax credit for windows, doors, or insulation. These have to be upgrades. But you're in a great position to install a geothermal heat pump or solar water heater, and those are worth bigger tax credits anyway.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.